Welcome back to Whatever You Want, a podcast about celebrating storytelling. We talk movies, TV shows, video games, and more every episode. What, Daniel? What are you making fun of me for? Daniel's just silently laughing. And he's chewing. Oh, great. Great intro to the podcast.
Ready, and then mouth. Right then I took a big bite of toast.
Nice. Okay. Well, we're here. It's been a couple weeks. Apologies for that. Just life's been getting in the way. Busy, but we're back. And we're talking about this week which animation studio had the best second movie. These are, about a year ago, I think we did the best first movie. And I really enjoyed that one, so I kind of want to go through and see. All right, after they had their first one, whether it was a hit or not, is their second one a success?
Didn't we do one similar to this too? I thought we did a second thing for something else before.
I think we just did like overall which animation studio had the best movie, like overall. I don't think we did second films.
Interesting. Okay,
I think like we discussed like occasionally as we went through like the first movies. We were like, last time we were like, oh, what is the second one? Because I thought this was the first one, but it ended up being the second one, kind of thing. But also, I have a little announcement. I don't know if you noticed it, but I'm currently standing right now.
Oh, you got a new desk?
Yeah, I got a stand.
I was gonna say, like I was like, man, your door seems shorter in the back. Like,
I just grew like 4 feet. Actually,
Dude, you never told me you're getting a standing desk.
I just did it as like an early birthday gift to myself.
You could like,
I don't have my camera attached to it, so I literally have to manually set that up all at once. So I can't really show you. I guess my mic will go down a little bit. So yeah, that you can see the mic going down.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, I think I just messed up something. My monitor on my right just went off. I still have to do some cable management. So currently my right monitor
unplugs your whole setup.
I think I just unplugged it. That's good. But I just want to, as one final send off and a thank you, I want to shout out this folding table that I have just been using as my desk for the past 2.5 years. Without it, we would have had no podcast. So shout out this folding table.
Dude,
which has been my desk
so
for
funny.
2.5 years.
So what are you going to use it for now?
I was thinking like Pong practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just like when extra people come over, like to like have extra seating, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It's also, nice hat.
Thank you. I also got this as an early birthday gift to myself. It's a Yingling
hat. Yeah, it's awesome.
Hat, because I miss Yingling. It's a lager back in Pennsylvania. It's not out here.
But anyways, getting a whole bunch for you tonight.
Oh, sweet. All right, back to the tank.
Me, but in your honor, but
I know. you just drink it. I get drunk suddenly. That'd be wild. That'd be a funny like premise. Like, I drink this
concept
in honor of like Daniel. It's you just like 7 people do that at once, and you're like,
oh no.
All right, but anyways, back to the tank. Let's get into which animation studio had the best second movie. So I'm just gonna kind of go in the order. I'm gonna remind everyone what the first movie was, and then we can talk about the second movie. So, ready to jump in?
Yeah, man.
So Disney, founded in 1923, their first film was technically Steamboat Willie in 1928, but their first feature, which is what we considered last time we were talking, was in 1937, and that was Snow White. So their second movie was 3 years after that in 1940, Pinocchio came out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
For some reason, my brain was saying Cinderella.
Yeah, I also didn't realize that Pinocchio was like their second movie. Like, it feels like it's so out there. It felt like that was like, oh, we're going to take a risk. We've had like so many under our belt. Let's take a risk with this one. But it, like, because it's kind of like a weird movie. Like, I was thinking about like the plot to it. Like, but yeah, what do you think
like
about Pinocchio?
It's well, the first thing I think of now is just the Meat Canyon animation of it.
Like, oh, I was gonna say, I have the sour taste in my mouth from the live action remake, like a year or two ago or whatever. Like that Robert
Zemeckis
one. Guillermo del Toro one. That's technically
not
based on the Disney one. That's based on like just
the
story
based
of Pinocchio.
On the OG
but
story,
yeah.
But it's.
It's darker.
That's my favorite interpretation of it. But yeah, it's darker. Yeah. Oh, 100%, dude.
Yeah. This one's good. It's the animation's beautiful. Like, they have like a bunch of water animation.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, it's like a weird movie. Like, I was just thinking about the plot. I was like, so we follow this wooden boy that comes to life. Then he goes onto an island where boys become donkeys.
Yep.
And then they take a page out of the Bible and he gets Jonah'd by a whale. Like, what? It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, what's the moral of this? That's the one thing I never got with Pinocchio. I was like, what is the moral of this?
I think
like,
it's just to be like,
ass, don't lie.
Yeah, literally, don't be an ass. Like, they become an ass in this. So that's
like the most literal freaking.
Yeah. I think it is just like, not be obedient, but like, be a good person, be a good kid. Because like, when he doesn't listen to his father, is when kind of
things go sideways.
The fan, yeah. I don't know.
It's the ultimate like. Back in the day, because like when I say back in the day, I mean like early like when was this story originally written? Actually, when was the first
the original Pinocchio?
Yeah,
I don't know. Original Pinocchio.
I'm thinking like 15, 16,
1700.
I'd say 1883. Okay. Wow. Yeah. Really? Only 83?
I mean, only that's like 150 years ago.
Yeah, but
you think it was like more
other...
like a Renaissance thing or something?
Yeah, well, compared to, well, because of the kind of the vibe you always got from those stories, but like.
Well, I mean, Disney didn't have their footing, so maybe they didn't know they were just going to do like these fairy tales. Maybe they're like, let's try a different time period story, because this is only their second movie, you know? Like, they hadn't locked into the fairy tale niche.
That's true. But no, what I was going to say was just imagine being like a parent back then when this was originally told.
Yeah.
And you're like, you better be obedient, otherwise you'll become an ass.
And a whale will eat
an ass.
You. Yeah.
You'll be swallowed whole by a whale.
What do you rank Pinocchio out of 10?
Like a 6.8, maybe? I feel like that's being generous.
I was going to say 6.2. Like, it's good, and it's Disney's second one, so it has that Disney magic to it. It also spawned to the, like, when you wish upon a star. And so that's a pretty impactful thing. But, like, the movie itself is, like, I like when I think, let's go watch a Disney movie, I never go back to Pinocchio.
To Pinocchio.
Like, it's not even in my top, like,
it's,
30 options in my mind.
The reason why I went up to, like, the 0.8 is because, like, it's remember, like, I can remember the animation and everything from it.
Yeah.
But just what you said, like, I would not go back to it myself.
Yeah.
For those reasons. So it's, I don't know. It's remarkable for what they were doing at the time, but also it was just like, I don't need it.
Yeah. All right. Ready to jump in the next studio?
Yeah.
So Pixar, founded in 1986, started as like a computer division company at Lucasfilm, but then eventually Steve Jobs bought it and it meandered on over to animation, did some commercials and stuff before finally having enough money to release its first feature in partnership with Disney, which was Toy Story in 1995. Mm-hmm. I'm impressed I remember all that, actually. That was all from memory.
You're reading off a script, dude.
No,
that's
dude.
Impressive.
The only thing on my script is Pixar 1986, Toy Story 1995. Like, so that was just the
damn.
Dates. Toy Story came out in 1995. And then a couple years later was A Bug's Life in 1998.
Yeah.
I know this is one of your favorites. Yeah, what do you think of A Bug's Life? What? I don't hate it. No.
Oh, I feel like you've always had, like, not necessarily a hate, okay, but, like, maybe, like, a dislike of it.
It's just not, like, I think back very fondly to the early Pixar stuff, like, Toy Story through, I would say, like, the Ratatouille / Wall-E era, maybe, like, that chunk of, like, 15 years or whatever that was. But Bug's Life is always, like, not in that my image of that. Like, I always forget that Bug's Life was a part of that, just because I don't think I watched it, like, a ton as a kid. Like, those were not the ones that my... Bug's Life was not the one my parents would put on. I think
that's
maybe
fair.
It might be because, like, I was born 99, so that's when the first Toy Story came out. So maybe when my parents started showing me Pixar movies, they probably started with Toy Story 2. Sorry, that's when the second Toy Story came out, so it's Toy Story 2. And then you can't watch Toy Story 2 without seeing Toy Story 1, so they probably showed me that. And then I just started watching all the rest of the Pixar movies. But, like, Bug's Life was before that time, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. I imagine me as an infant, like, watching Toy Story 2.
For me, it's different, too, because this was also the era with, like, the early Disney or Pixar films.
Mm-hmm.
That they're also doing a lot of the Pixar games.
Yeah.
And Disney games, too. Wait, hold on, was Emperor's New Groove, that was just Disney, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was just Disney, like, 2000, so, I think.
Yeah. So, like, growing up, I remember on the PS1, like, not only was I watching the Bug's Life movie, but it was also, like, you got the Bug's Life game, and that thing slapped. Or you got, like, the Toy Story game.
I didn't
or you got
play the games that accompanied with them, except for Cars, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But so, what is that what you like so much about A Bug's Life? It's the game, like not so much the movie.
Well, no, I'm
like
saying
the movie a ton
no,
too?
I like both, but it's definitely
what specifically
both.
Do you like about the movie?
The movie itself, I feel like for me, it was just a fun adventure to go on, and plus, like, it was. I feel like the first time. I mean, other than Toy, because like still was Toy Story. Actually, you still get like humanoid, like you have Woody, who's like just a caricature of a human, right? Or you have Buzz, which is another caricature of a like. This was just something where it's like completely, it's totally different, and it's still abstraction to like humanizing these characters, but like. You know what I mean?
Would you say Bug's Life is your top, one of your top Pixar movies?
It'd probably be the bottom
is it more
of the
just
top of the movies.
Nostalgia. Okay. It's more like nostalgia carrying you for this?
Yeah, definitely.
Gotcha, okay. Because I was really curious if you just genuinely like the film for the film itself, like minus nostalgia, but it sounds like nostalgia's carrying it a bit for you.
No, it definitely is.
And
I'm
don't think I have that nostalgia carrying it for me, and I think that's kind of where our differences lie. Like, I agree that it's a good film. Like, I enjoy it every time I watch it. Like, I think my roommates had it on, like, a couple months ago, and I, like, sat down and watched the last half of it with them. Or part of it. I don't know what part. But, yeah, I don't know. I just... It was never one in my early chunk of movies that I considered, like, the top-tier Pixar. It kind of, at least in my mind, like, fell by the wayside just because I was focusing on, like, the other ones. Which is fine. So... What do you rank Bug's Life out of 10?
I'm going to give Bug's Life a... I'm trying to keep in regard to the other studios that we're going to be ranking here, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7.6 in my
book. All right. I'm going to say 6.9, just because it's definitely higher than Pinocchio. But, like, again, as, like, a second movie, it's not... as strong and like didn't imprint on me as much. Like I often forget about this movie in Pixar's like not as much as Pinocchio, definitely not, but it's still kind of in that similar vein where I'm like I don't really remember this one that much.
The ants were not in your pants. I guess.
Ants.
You're all good.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So next we've got DreamWorks founded in 1994. Their first movie was Ants. Because they just churned that baby out to beat Bug's Life.
To beat Bug's Life.
Yeah. But then their second movie, which you might say is their first like film where they were trying, because they weren't trying to like just screw Disney. But they were also trying to screw Disney here. But like I felt like this one had more crafts artistry, was The Prince of Egypt in 1998.
Oh, man. I forgot about that.
Have you seen this one?
Oh, my God. I don't think I have. I think I've seen snippets of it. I don't think I've seen it all the way through.
Every time we bring it up, I always say, like, it's a crime, like, I haven't seen it. And I was so mad that, like, yesterday I watched it for the first time. So I actually have an opinion on Prince of Egypt now.
Well, you're going to be the reigning commander here, then. What's the...
Okay, I'm trying to not think of just recency bias because I just saw it. But, dude, like, it is a beautiful film. It is beautifully animated. Like, this felt like... Because this is 2D, and this felt like...
Yeah.
Like, I know this was kind of at the inflection point of, like, right before Shrek came out, where then every studio and their mom, like, decided to switch to 3D animation.
Yeah.
And to see, like, what was achievable. Like, I mean, I think part of it was they were trying to outdo Disney. Plus, this was, like, the height of 2D animation technology. Like, just somewhat, like, they were combining 3D elements, but the base was still 2D. Like, it was stunning. Like, if that came out today, I would have been like, that was crazy impressive. But the fact this came out 20, almost 30 years ago blows my mind. And just like I really didn't know anything about this. Like, it's called The Prince of Egypt, and I didn't know it was such like a religious story. Like, it's about Moses.
It's about Moses.
Saving like getting his people out of Egypt. There's a rivalry between like Moses and like his brother who ends up becoming the Pharaoh versus Moses. So it's like so dramatic. The music is great. Like, I very much enjoyed it. I kind of feel bad because I feel like it's forgotten a little bit compared to other DreamWorks movies, especially like the juggernaut that is Shrek. And it kind of sucks to see that, like, not sucks to see because DreamWorks has made some incredible films, but like that once Shrek hit, like they just abandoned 2D, because I would have loved to see like more 2D films like that.
That's fair.
Because that was really awesome. So, yeah.
So wait, is Shrek number three then on their list?
I don't think so. I think there was a couple. I think like Spirited or Spirited Away was like one.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, I forgot all their all DreamWorks 2D stuff until then.
Yeah, they had like a good bit. They did like, I don't know. Let me see. The Road to El Dorado. Chicken Run, Joseph King of Dreams, which seems like that's a direct to video, but similar to Prince of Egypt, I guess. And then Shrek. Yeah. Dude, and then they had Spirit.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Need a haircut.
Val Kilmer is Moses / the voice of God in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, what's your ranking of the
Prince
of
Egypt? From the
snippets
of the animation I've seen, I'm gonna put this, again, it's still the fact that I haven't seen it, but I feel like it's definitely better than Pinocchio. I don't think it's justifiable because I haven't seen it purely to rank it above Bug's Life. So I'm going to say like a 7.1, 7.2, 7.1. I'll put it 7.1.
I am going to rank this a little high. I think maybe some of it's recency bias, but I really liked it. I'm going to give this an 8.4. And I also think it's impressive the fact that like going from ants to this, like, is a huge jump in quality, in my opinion. So I think that's pretty cool, too. But yeah. All right. You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Blue Sky came out the studio was formed in 1987, and their first film was in until 2002 with Ice Age. Mm. And their second film, 2005, was Robots. Mm. A dark freaking horse in this competition, Daniel. I did not think Blue Sky would be in talks for the top second film on this list, but it most certainly is.
Dude, Robots. Again, the reinforcement of the Robots game, too. That was on PS2.
I never played that.
Dude, it was so good. Oh, it was so good because you're a Rodney. You go around collecting bolts.
Was that you, McGregor's
character?
You go
around doing stuff. Yeah. That's the protagonist, okay. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Rodney.
I always forget that Ewan McGregor, he voiced him, yeah.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor was the blue one, and Robin Williams was the red one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I knew that. He was. What's the name of the red one?
Let me see. Fender Pinwheeler.
Yeah, Fender. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Amanda Bynes was in it? From The Amanda Show. I just watched Quiet on Set. I did not realize she was...
What role does she play?
Piper. Is that the love interest?
She's Piper?
Yeah.
Dog.
Jennifer Coolidge was in this? Who's the one...
Was she the door person, maybe?
Oh my gosh. No. Jennifer Coolidge, you know who Jennifer Coolidge is, right?
Yeah.
She played the aunt with the ginormous butt.
That makes so much more sense. Why did we not connect that,
I know.
Dude? Oh my god.
I remember we were on Discord a couple, like, about a year ago, and we were talking about which characters, real or fictional, you'd want to play musical chairs with, and you said the like aunt from with the voluptuous butt from Robots would be teammate number one.
Yeah, dude, you kill it.
I cannot believe it's Jennifer Coolidge. That's an incredible, what a remarkable discovery.
That changes everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, dude, this movie was great. It just was, I mean, I feel like this was a big change for just like, I don't want to say like indie, because like, I don't want to say Blue Sky is indie, but it was like for
Halle
other
Berry was
non-Disney
it?
Studios to like really pop off with 3D animation. And it was just really well done. I mean, again, just to show what we're saying with the cast here, man. Like, they had the names, they had the voices, they had really good. Well, like, I could still watch this movie today. I feel like
I don't know. We're excited about the cast. I kind of don't always like the trend of just getting big names for like animated roles. Like, I feel like it takes away jobs from voice actors, and also I feel like they don't always do the best job compared to voice actors. What do you say?
Rhapsody Street Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Mark Hamill. Yeah. But I mean I get what you're saying, and I agree, but also at times when it's some voices are iconic, and I feel like that they fill in these roles well.
That's true. I understand why they do it. So they do it so when they are marketing, they can be like,
So, Robin Williams.
The actors can promote it. And also, in the trailer, it can be like, Robin Williams is Fender Bender, whatever. I don't know. Yeah. But anyways, I cannot believe Jennifer Coolidge is the Aunt Fanny. Yeah, no, that's dude, incredible. All right, what do you rank this out of 10?
Dude, I love this movie so much. Out of 10? This is going to be a 9-something. I got to give it No, dude, I love this movie. I haven't watched it in so long, actually. I need to give it a rewatch.
That's the only reason I'm dropping it down a bit. I haven't. I know it's so good, but I don't go back to this one like for rewatching. So I'm. Yeah, I know what I'm going to do, but yeah.
9.2.
I was going to do 8.7, but I'm giving it 8.8 for Aunt Fanny alone. Just to have another point.
Yeah, you got to make that a round number, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, true. Yeah. My number reflects a symbol of a butt. All right. Anyways, moving on. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
All right, so next we've got Sony. Sony Animation was formed in 2002. Yep. And their first film was Open Season in 2006. Yep. And then their next one was in 2007, Surf's Up. Another banger of a movie.
Banger,
I didn't know this bracket, this class was going to be so competitive, dude.
Dude, what the fuck?
They're bringing the heat with these second films.
What happened to Sony since then, honestly? I mean, actually, no, their animation stuff's
been
good.
Spider-Verse,
but
what do you mean?
Their live action. No, but their live action stuff.
Sony's live action is like, it's like night and day. It's crazy.
Yeah. God bless their animation team, dude.
Dude, Surf's Up, man.
Whew. That's another. But at the same time, too, just with robots, it's like another one that I haven't watched or rewatched in so long.
It's just like, it's so good. This was Shia LaBeouf. But like, it's like an animation, like mockumentary, the way they shot it. And that's just like so innovative. That's so fun. I really enjoyed that. When did The Office start?
Oh,
2005. Sure. Okay, so they probably started developing this right around when The American Office, at least, started. So yeah, that I know that was like pretty like prevalent and like getting some popularity because of that. But like that's to do that in animation is really impressive. I think like that hasn't really been done before.
Surf's Up, dude. I also love this as well. This was just iconic. Getting peed on because of the sea urchin? Come on.
I actually don't remember many of the details of Surf's Up because it's been so long. I remember there was that meme circulating with like the big
the Chad penguin.
Yeah, the Chad one where he's like naming his trophies and like almost like making love to them like that. Like it's just it's like so good. And like that stuff like that you can appreciate like as an adult, like that you don't really notice as a kid, but also like kids enjoy it. So like I really appreciate Surf's Up as a movie. Like
I think that's another thing too. I think that's a very valid point. Is like I feel like if we rewatch these now, it'd be a very different viewing experience for reasons like that. Like we have a much more adult solid understanding of the writing.
Yeah. So I feel like robots and Surf's Up are we get excited about because I think they get better as you get older. Like something like the Prince of Egypt or like Bug's Life. Like I think there's more you can definitely appreciate as you get older, but I think it's not as much as like these comedy ones that have like a lot more adult humor kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's
one thing I feel like we really don't get much of anymore, if I'm being
honest. Yeah, there's like not a ton like that. Maybe I'm sure there is. It just we're not like
not exposed to it.
Maybe. I don't know because I feel like, Blue Sky was saying, what's their last thing that was like that? But they're done. And then like Sony, I guess they did Spider-Verse, which is like. I don't know. It's tough because now we don't have the lens of like being a child and then growing up and then learning about all the new things.
But
like,
it's
we don't
like,
have that perspective ever again.
But that it's not even that though. It's just like just the actual material itself. Like we don't get the sarcastic, satirical kind of comedy.
I definitely
like
think
that
there is.
Anymore.
There's some stuff like I don't know. We'll see. But like Pixar did used to do that too. Like in The Incredibles, like the whole in Jack-Jack Attacks. You know when Syndrome goes to. The powerhouse and is like and talks to the babysitter and he's like she's like are you the replacement sitter and he's like I have an S. I was gonna say BS but you know that wouldn't have been good. Like stuff like that. So
stuff like that.
Anyways, what do you rank Surf's Up?
See, here's the thing. I'm comparing it to like again the other ones that we've already ranked so far.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I still prefer, like I love Surf's Up but I still prefer Robots. If I had to pick between the two, like rewatch.
Agreed.
So I'm going to make this one for me 8.8.
Okay. I agree, and I already had my other one at 8.8. I'm putting this one... What did I say, Prince of Egypt? I think I said that. This is around the same tier as Prince of Egypt for me, I think.
Chug chug real quick.
Or maybe a little lower. I don't know. I'm going to say 8.2 for Surf's Up. All right. We're for the next one. Next studio.
Yeah. What we got?
We got Illumination, founded in 2007. Yeah. First film was...
What?
I hate you. I like don't keep up with... I don't keep up with this lingo anymore that you are exposed to in your VR chats. And then, like, so it takes me, like, a second to like process that, what
dude,
you
what
said.
I teach. My students will
okay, well,
me
whatever
that
it
shit.
Is, I do not keep up with it. So I, like, I had to process what you said. And then I was like, what is that? And then I had to rack my brain to, like,
well, you,
some
you
foreign
said
TikTok
with, like,
I saw.
You tried to put some tang on it. You tried to put, and then in the process, you put some tang on it. You said Gyat. And I'm like, Gyat. All right.
Damn. Moving on. So their second movie was Hop. Which I don't know if we can consider this their second animated feature because it's like one that's a hybrid. Like it's kind of like Sonic where it's like a CG character in the live action world. I remember this movie.
Is this the one where like all the bunnies are like brutally murdered?
No. That's an actually animated, like that's a 2D animated one, right?
Yeah.
No, this one is literally like it's. If you listen to what I just
how
said,
you know what I'm talking about.
3D, it's 3D. It's like a 3D CG bunny in like the real world. It's so this is I don't know if you've seen it, but this is the synopsis. On Easter Island, a young rabbit named EB is intended to succeed his father as the Easter Bunny. Intimidated by the calling's demands, ignoring his father's orders, EB runs away to Hollywood to pursue his dream of becoming a drummer.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. It even has the same guy from Sonic.
Yeah, no, I was so really about to say that.
It's
yeah.
really like Sonic.
Dude, I never saw that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it really threw me off.
It was okay. That's why I don't think we should consider that the second one, because it's not animated. I think
what
animated...
What studio did this?
Illumination. The Despicable Me Minion studio.
That was Illumination.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Also...
Yeah?
Who... Hold on. Who framed Roger Rabbit? Rabbit?
What? Well, who, what? Not you. David, say his name.
Who made that? Who made
I think that was Warner Brothers, probably. It has all the Warner Brothers characters in it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Story buff.
I'm assuming we're going to get into Warner Bros. Then. Does that.
Yeah, we will.
List?
But we're not done yet. We're talking about
Sorry,
Hop,
sorry.
Daniel.
But no, you made me think of like Rabbit, animated Rabbit. IRL,
yeah,
and my
gotcha.
Mind went to that.
Well, yeah, so I'm ignoring Hop. So the next year, 2012, the second animated feature that Illumination did was The Lorax. That one had Zac Efron, Ed Helms, and Taylor Swift. This is also the meme spawned. This is the red carpet where Zac Efron took his wallet out of his pocket and a condom fell out. And it's just hilarious because it's the red carpet to The Lorax. Like, what action are you going to get here, buddy? It's a kid's movie. But anyways,
all the Lorax memes. It's like I speak for the trees, so tell me why are they speaking Vietnamese? Or like...
Oh, I've never seen one of those.
You've never seen that one?
No.
No, it's like you know that picture where it's like the, like, super, like, it's The Lorax, but like his eyes are super like saggy and it's like he's got like the World War II helmet on?
Yes, I think
that's
so.
I'm pretty sure that's
know.
Where that comes from.
Okay. Anyways, I think this was a pretty decent remake. I don't really remember too much of it. I haven't seen it in a while, but...
You know, that would have been Nom Helmet either way.
I remember this one being okay. Like, it had decent music because Taylor Swift was in it. But I think this one's pretty good. I think people remember this one fondly. What were you saying?
Yeah. No, I was just correcting myself for any listener that was going to be like, Daniel, you're an idiot. That actually have been like... Obviously, Nom time, because I mean, it's about Vietnam. But my point is, yes, I agree. I think it was very well received. I think it was a...
Not super well received. It was 54% on Rotten Tomatoes, I guess. But I don't know.
Really?
Like, that's that,
maybe,
sorry, 63%
maybe
for audience score.
Yeah,
maybe. Maybe I think post-mortem, the movie has been appreciated. Maybe that's what...
Yeah.
And I think that's all that matters, you know?
Yeah. I just remember the vibrancy of it, and that's one thing I think Illumination does very well.
Yeah, yes, definitely.
They get the strong cartoony.
I mean, they know what they're doing. Bright colors for children, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one, I feel like also a lot of Illumination stuff is really made just for kids, so like it doesn't have some of that like sarcastic undertones and subtext that we were talking about from the other ones. Which again doesn't make or break a good movie, but like as an adult now, that's kind of what I look for.
Yeah, sometimes. Agreed.
So yeah, what do you rank the Lorax? Rate the Lorax.
See, it was a good movie, but I don't think I ever really needed to watch it.
Yeah, and there's also the original, so like...
Yeah.
That's not an answer, a ranking, a rating.
I think this might be a solid 5. Just flat 5.
Below Pinocchio. I kind of agree. Yeah. I'm going 5.8. Because it still had some good stuff in it, like the songs and...
Yeah.
I feel like Illumination, like, I don't know. Just a lot of their movies don't feel like they try too much. I'm sure this one did, but I don't know. I just need to get that stigma out of my head.
Yeah, I don't think, it's not that they're not trying. It's just that I'm not the target. And I don't think that the stories would relate. So it's just it's not the fault of the animators or anything in that regard. It's just the story itself.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Next is we're here at Warner Brothers WAG. So I remember last time we talked about this, Warner Brothers has like a weird history where like they started as Warner Brothers or Warner Bros Feature Animation, and then they changed to Warner Brothers Animation Inc, and then they split into like Warner Brothers Television Studios and then Warner Brothers Discovery, Warner Brothers Cartoons, and now like they have WAG, so it's kind of tough to determine like what's their first movie. But like when they were WAG, their first film, when that rebrand happened, Warner Animation Group, their first movie was the Lego Movie in 2014. That's what we kind of classified as their first one. And then their second one after that would be Storks, which is 2016. Storks? Yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen this one. I can give you the synopsis because I figured you probably wouldn't know. All right.
Yeah.
So, synopsis. Storks deliver babies, or at least they used to. Now, they deliver packages for a global internet retail giant. Junior, played by Andy Samberg, the company's top delivery stork, lands in hot water when the baby factory produces an adorable but wholly unauthorized girl. Desperate to deliver his bundle of trouble, Junior and his friend Tulip, Katie, played by Katie Crown, the only human on Stork Mountain, race against time to make their first baby drop before the boss, Kelsey Grammer, finds out.
That's a concept. That's
I think it's an interesting concept, like changing the stork system.
Sure.
But like, I don't remember too much of hype around this coming out. So like,
yeah, I could see why.
I'm just gonna give this like a 4, just because I haven't seen it and I don't have any appeal to see it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. The animation, from what I've seen, looks good. But from what I just Googled, very well rendered.
All right. Next is Netflix. Netflix Animation, founded in 2018. They're kind of, again, more of a distributor, like you commented last time.
Yeah.
Klaus was their debut in 2019. Freaking love Klaus. I'm so glad you finally watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And their next movie that they distributed was The Willoughbys. I've never seen it, but the synopsis is the story follows four children trying to find new parents to replace their self-centered and neglectful ones.
Coraline?
I've heard like nothing about this movie ever. I'm giving it a 3 because like no marketing happened to me.
I'll just say that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next is Paramount. They had their first movie after they did some rebranding and stuff was the SpongeBob movie Sponge Out of Water in 2015. Mm-hmm. And their next one was called The Little Prince, which I've never seen as well. This synopsis is the aviator introduces a girl to a world where she rediscovers her childhood and learns that it's human connections that matter most, and that it is only with heart that one can see rightly what is essential is invisible to the eye.
So this was Paramount?
Yeah. I'm willing to just, like, DNF this one because I've never heard of it.
Yeah, agreed. But also,
I think we should DNF the last two.
I'm thinking about the Did they not help with the Nickelodeon? I mean, I guess what we'll probably...
Well, Nickelodeon movies Nickelodeon is different. Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, Nickelodeon animation is different, you know?
Hmm. I'm thinking like an old Rugrats movie, or like the Hey Arnold movie, or like...
Yeah. Let me see what Nickelodeon animation has been up to. Nickelodeon animation movies. I think the Rugrats movie was possibly the first one they did.
Hmm.
And then Rugrats in Paris, the movie, I think was the second animated one. So Rugrats doing great. All right.
Oh, that's great.
I know we didn't talk about Studio Ghibli just because I haven't seen those movies. I need to. I know.
Yeah, agree. We need to spend a time to like just do like a marathon of Ghibli. I think that'd be good.
All right. So, out of all the animation studios, Daniel, which one had the best second movie?
We're not going to go over Laika.
What did Laika have?
They're all animated. What do you mean?
No, what was their movie? I don't have it written down.
I don't know what the second one was. Off the top of my head.
Let me see. Coraline, Paranorman was the second one.
Oh, I haven't seen Paranorman. I've seen clips and stuff too. I've heard really good things though about it.
Yeah. Are you glad we did
Coraline
that?
Coraline was really their first movie. I thought
we both haven't seen it.
Their second or third.
No, it was their first. It was Coraline, Paranorman, The Box Trolls, Kubo and the Two Strings, Missing Link.
Kubo's another one I need to watch as well.
Same.
I feel like I'm slacking as an animator.
All right, so Daniel, before you interrupt me, out of all of the animation studios, which one had the best second movie, in your opinion?
I gotta give it to Robots, man. Pinocchio. I really do.
So Sony? Sony with Robots? Wait, sorry, Sony with Surf's Up. Blue Sky with Robots?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that didn't sound right there, but yeah. Yeah, man, Blue Sky killed it with that. That was...
I don't know, dude. Prince of Egypt's really good, though.
It was really good. Hey, that's just my opinion. You can have your own.
Thanks for that.
It's a free country.
I don't know, man. Storks is pretty good. I'm just kidding.
No. But no, dude, it's funny to think about, because actually I saw on TikTok the other day, there's like this segment about where this guy, his whole job is to like figure out what games are played in movies.
Really? Right? Like video games?
Yeah, so it's on screen for like in the background or something like that. He'll go and find out like what game that is.
The video game or just like any board game?
No, like the video games.
Oh, okay.
If there's video games played on a screen in a movie, so like if there's like a TV screen in the background, he'll hunt down whatever that game was.
Why? Why is that his job? Like, where does he put that information?
Well, that's his shtick. You know, like, that's his TikTok thing. You know?
Okay.
Well, all right, today on which game is in this movie?
I feel like he could just. Okay, that's this thing on TikTok, gotcha. I didn't know if this was like for some record or library. I was like, whoever makes the films definitely like knows what is on the background.
But it was funny because there's this one where he, like, I knew it instantly. Because it was like, oh, wait, that's the robot's game when you go into the ball and you, like, you drive around in the ball thing. He's like hunting it down. He's like, I thought it would have been this game, that game, that game. I couldn't figure it out. And I'm like, haha, I know. Got you. But yeah, it was just funny.
Okay.
I don't know why. It just made me think of that the game again. That's another marathon we gotta do. I gotta get you stuck with an emulator or something, and we can go through all the old games.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Out of the animations, all the animation studios, which one had the worst second movie in your opinion? Let's exclude the ones that like we haven't seen.
Yeah. What was the one I ranked to 5?
Storks or maybe.
No, it was the one before.
The Lorax.
Yeah.
We had Pinocchio, Bug's Life, Prince of Egypt, Robot Surfs Up, Lorax, Storks. And the last two we haven't seen.
Man, that's tough. Actually, I don't know if I'd sooner watch Pinocchio or the Lorax.
What? I think I'd rather watch... Oh, actually, that is tough. Wait a minute.
Yeah! I was like, why are you coming at me so heated here?
I'd probably say Pinocchio, I think. I think there's still some classic charm to that early Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe not after... I need some time.
You know that feeling still. You get when you open up an old book? It's like the yellow pages and it's like aged. You get kind of like that like little smell. I get that feeling when I look at Pinocchio.
Yes, I get the weird smell from looking at Pinocchio. That totally makes sense. I love that analogy.
But I don't know if it's a good thing with that. It's like, do I want that? I don't know.
I feel like, I don't know. I like the image of having like a VHS tape of Pinocchio. I think I'm going to edge it out to Pinocchio because of the idea of having a VHS tape of it, which you can't have of the Lorax. You okay?
I'm going to have to look after we're done recording. I might have it.
Oh, okay. I thought you saw something over there.
No, I'm looking over at the pile of stuff in the cabinet. I'm like,
I think also the excitement of like, ooh, do I have that still? That's like added through the experience.
That is
of Pinocchio.
True. Yeah, you know what? You swayed me,
Pinocchio. Yeah. But also, but to sway you back, devil's advocate, T Swizzle is in the Lorax.
No, Pinocchio. That's
oh, okay.
Pinocchio. Yeah, I'm sorry, Taylor, but you're not my cup of tea. Evan is gonna be actually no. Evan agrees with me on that, but his wife Sarah's gonna beat me up. So I don't care.
Well, then you guys can watch Pinocchio and the Lorax in different rooms and just be mad at each other.
Dude, no. There's this one. It was a beautiful invention I saw. That never got popular. It was a double display TV.
Oh.
The way it worked is like you had glasses that were polarized.
How would you listen to that? Would you have to use individual headphones? Okay.
Yeah.
So is that so you can just like be in the same space together?
Yeah, watching different things.
You could just
do
that anyways with like an iPad and a TV or like.
I know, that's why I never. That's why I never really sold. But like. The idea of it was like, oh,
yeah, that's interesting. That's cool because you could have like one thing playing like only vertically and like have vertical polarized lenses and the other be horizontal kind of thing.
Yep. Well, I believe in one case you could do it. It was just polarized for the glasses and then the other one, like you didn't need glasses.
Oh, gotcha.
Although.
That'd be funny. Like get the rock, paper, scissors. You hit the rock, paper, scissors, like, who has to wear these dumb glasses tonight to watch the movie? Watch their movie. Yeah, you might be able to do three. Anyways, all right. So, I do have a question for you. Which studio do you think had the best jump in quality? Which animation studio do you think had the best jump in quality from their first film to their second film? I think I have an answer for this.
I think you're going to say DreamWorks.
Definitely. I mean, like, Ants, they've like, on record of saying they just, like, shat it out, basically. And then Prince of Egypt, they had in development for, like, a long time and were, like, actually developing, and it was great. Yeah. What about you?
I know. I would agree with that. Honestly, I concur. Because, like, it's one thing to, like, post memes to try to beat your competitor company. But it's also just another to like, actually have passion about a project and put it into it. So,
yeah,
I'd say DreamWorks as well.
All right. What about the other way? Which animation studio do you think had the worst, like, drop in quality from their first film to their second film?
What was Illumination's first?
Despicable Me. I think that I still think Despicable Me's the first one's pretty decent.
Yeah.
I can run through them again. So Disney had Snow White to Pinocchio, Pixar had Toy Story to Bug's Life, Blue Sky had Ice Age to Robots, Sony had Open Season to Surf's Up, Illumination had Despicable Me to The Lorax, Warner Animation Group had Lego Movie to Storks. That isn't contesting. Netflix had Klaus to The Willoughbys, and Paramount had the SpongeBob Movie to SpongeBob to Water to The Little Prince. I think it's Warner Brothers.
I'm arguing the Storks.
Yeah, I think I really because Lego Movie was so freaking good.
It was so innovative.
And then like Storks probably is fine, but like just anything less than spectacular is such a drop in quality from the Lego Movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
That's the pain. That's the curse of greatness. You know, you rise so high only to fall so low.
The only way to go is down. All right. Anything else you want to talk about with these animated movies before jumping to the next segment?
Nah, man. I think that covered them pretty well. It's funny looking back at the history of some of the stuff like that. And again, there's stuff that we could have covered under different technicality, especially with like Warner and all that.
Yeah.
But I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah. All right. Want to do a little post banter quick?
Yeah, man. What's going on?
So the Acolyte, the only thing I really have is the Acolyte trailer came out. Did you see that?
I still haven't seen it. Yeah, bro, I saw.
It's been out for like weeks, like a month.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we're not talking about it then.
I'm not vibing with it. I don't know why.
You've seen it.
My point. Is this something with me? I'm just not. I don't know. Something's not clicking.
All right.
I want Star Wars content. Don't get me wrong. But it's just the Force is telling me.
Gotcha.
I'm getting a feeling of distrust.
Are you ready for patron shoutouts then?
You don't want to talk about anything else? That was it.
That's what I told you. That's all I had on post banter.
Hit me with
we can't talk about it if you haven't seen it. All right. See, there's Star Wars music. Boosh, Carpation, Lori, Frank, Rick, Lisa, Evan, Tony. Thank you so much for listening to the tier. Because it's a shout out. If you like to support us over on Patreon, like us down in the description. You get the audio episode early, special benefits, cool perks, all that jazz, and more. Thank you, seriously, sincerely, for Patreon supporters. Stop. All right. Are you ready for cool comments?
Yeah.
All right. I just copied and pasted this comment to talk about now, and I'm just reading their name. So this is on our Dune 2 review. This person's username is Kwisatz Haderach. Like I said, the Kwisatz
Haderach. Yeah.
They said, just regarding Dune, they said, it's okay, unneeded character changes, no effing Count Fenring, 7 out of 10, about as good as Lynch's. I mean, this person seems like they might know more about Dune than I did, but I personally disagree. I think that Dune was a fantastic movie. But I respect your opinion.
Good. Yeah, people can, again, it's free country. Like, if you're not in a country that's, you know, America, you know, you still have opinions. I'm not going to say you can't. So, you know, you do you.
All right. You ready for the introduction?
Yeah, tell me when.
When.
We just talk about whatever we want to talk about, and now we're done.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. We really sincerely appreciate it. See you next time. Goodbye.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Let us know your favorite of those second animated features.
Yeah.